Imagine writing a piece of malicious software so advanced that it actually rewrites its own digital disguise, like every single time an antivirus program looks at it.
Oh, yeah, that is terrifying.
Right. And now take that same level of just absolute non-human autonomy and imagine it physically driving a rocket through the vacuum of deep space, completely severed from human control.
It sounds like a pitch for a sci-fi thriller, honestly.
Exactly. But that was just the reality of last Tuesday.
Yeah, it really is a dizzying pace. I mean, you wake up, you pour your coffee, and the fundamental rules of what machines can do have shifted before you even check your phone.
And that is exactly what we are looking at today. We are diving into the Tekken Weekly Roundup for the week of July 12th through the 18th, 2026. Okay, let's unpack this because our mission for this deep dive isn't just to read you a list of tech headlines.
Right, nobody needs just another list.
Exactly. The goal here is to map out exactly how the traditional walls between physical hardware, software, and AI completely collapsed in a matter of days. We really want to understand what is driving this volatility.
What's fascinating here is that this specific week proved technological advancement is no longer linear. We are looking at an exponential curve where a closed-door, a strategic legal decision in a California courtroom can literally send operational shockwaves all the way into Earth's
It's
orbit.
all connected.
Deeply intrinsically connected now, yeah.
So to really grasp this new era, we have to start at the physical foundation because,
Yeah.
you can't have world-changing autonomous software without the massive physical engines to power it, the raw silicon.
Yeah, the hardware.
Right. And we are currently watching a massive Cold War break out over this hardware infrastructure.
Oh, absolutely. And the opening salvo of that war just came from AMD. Usually, semiconductor advancements move at this highly predictable, very incremental pace.
Yeah, Moore's Law, right.
Exactly. But AMD just dropped a data center processor, which is internally called Titan X, that just breaks all the existing models. I mean,
Yeah.
the technical specifications on this chip are almost difficult to process.
Well, let's break those specs down into English for everyone listening because they are wild. The Titan X features 256 physical Zen 6 cores.
Which is massive.
Right, think of a core like a worker in a kitchen. For years, the absolute maximum number of high-end workers you could cram into a data center processor was 128.
Yeah, that was the ceiling.
And AMD just doubled the workforce in a single generation. It boasts a memory bandwidth of 622 gigabytes per second, and it's built on TSMC's 2-nanometer lithography.
And that 2-nanometer part is crucial to understand because lithography refers to the size of the tiny transistors that make up the chip.
Okay.
At 2 nanometers, we are talking about structures that are only a few dozen atoms wide.
This is hard to even
It
visualize.
really is. But when you pack transistors that tightly, the data has to travel less distance, which massively increases speed. But historically, if you pack 256 cores that densely, the friction and electrical resistance generates so much heat that you would literally melt the server racks.
Which brings up the craziest part of the Tekken report. AMD somehow kept the power consumption, the thermal design power, down to just 500 watts.
Yeah, it's wild.
Like, how is that physically possible without setting the data center on fire?
Well, they utilized advanced 3D chiplet packaging. So instead of trying to print one massive flat chip, which is, prone to errors and generates immense heat, they essentially built a microscopic 3D puzzle.
Oh, wow.
Right. They stack smaller, specialized silicon layers vertically. This drastically reduces the physical footprint and the electrical power needed to move data across the chip.
That is so clever.
Yeah, the result is a highly optimized CPU that can handle the massive mathematical workloads of training these trillion-parameter artificial intelligence models.
I look at it like this. For the last few years, NVIDIA has maintained this ironclad monopoly on AI training because they build these incredibly fast but incredibly expensive luxury speedboats, their GPUs.
Right, the H100s and all that.
Yeah. It seems like AMD just built a massive, hyper-efficient cargo ship for AI data. It proves you don't necessarily need the luxury speedboat to move the cargo, totally undercutting that monopoly.
And that is the exact threat NVIDIA is feeling right now.
Yeah.
But if we connect this to the bigger picture, the battle for physical hardware isn't just happening in massive refrigerated data centers.
No, it's everywhere.
Exactly. It is moving aggressively toward the consumer level, which brings us to the explosive 200-page lawsuit Apple just filed against OpenAI.
This one feels like a corporate espionage movie. Let's rewind slightly. Just a few months ago, in March of 2026, Apple and OpenAI were making headlines as best friends.
Right, the big iOS integration.
Exactly. They signed a massive deal to bake ChatGPT directly into iOS 18. Fast forward to July, and Apple is dragging OpenAI into federal court, centering the entire lawsuit around a single former employee.
Tang Tan.
Yeah, and Tang Tan is a legend in Silicon Valley. He was the former lead designer for the iPhone and the Apple Watch.
So a major player. Huge. He shaped the aesthetic and functional design language of Apple's flagship products. But he left Apple in January to join Lovefrom, which is a startup founded by Joni Ive, another legendary former Apple designer.
And Lovefrom isn't just a boutique design firm anymore. They just took a $1 billion direct investment from OpenAI CEO Sam Altman.
Yeah, that's a lot of money for a design firm.
Right. They are secretly building an AI-driven hardware device that insiders are calling an iPhone killer. And Apple's lawsuit alleges that before Tang Tan walked out the door, he loaded an encrypted drive with Apple's proprietary CAD files, A-series chip security protocols, and blueprints for next-generation biometric sensors.
And just handed them directly to OpenAI's hardware team.
Exactly.
The strategic insight here goes far beyond a stolen thumb drive, though. Apple has suddenly realized the fundamental vulnerability of their OpenAI partnership.
How so?
Well, software companies have realized that whoever controls the physical hardware interface controls the user. OpenAI knows ChatGPT is ultimately just a guest living inside Apple's ecosystem.
Oh, right. They could get kicked out anytime.
Exactly. They are terrified of being evicted or taxed by Apple in the future. To guarantee their survival, OpenAI needs their own physical device.
The boundaries are gone. I mean, OpenAI is aggressively trying to become a hardware company, but at the exact same time, they are fighting Apple for space in your pocket. They are fighting a desperate battle to keep their crown in the software layer.
Yeah, and in a move clearly designed to project dominance there, OpenAI launched GPT 5.6, codenamed Sol. And the defining feature of Sol is its agentic capabilities.
Let's define agentic for the listener because it's a massive leap.
It really is.
Until now, AI models mostly functioned like extremely smart encyclopedias. You type a prompt, it gives you an answer, and then it stops and waits for your next command.
Right, it's very reactive.
But Sol doesn't wait. You give it a high-level goal, like, say, build a website for a local bakery, and Sol autonomously opens a web browser, researches local competitors, downloads images, writes complex Python code, tests that code, and publishes the site entirely without human intervention.
It is the closest thing to artificial general intelligence the public has seen.
Yeah.
But OpenAI's victory lap lasted just hours.
Yeah, barely a blip.
Because a Chinese startup called DeepSeek dropped a devastating counter move called DeepSeek V4.
And DeepSeek V4 didn't just match Sol, it outright beat OpenAI's flagship model in several complex mathematical and coding benchmarks. And they did it on a fraction of OpenAI's multi-billion dollar budget.
Which is just wild to think about.
Like, how does a startup with far fewer resources outcompete the biggest player in the game?
Algorithmic efficiency. OpenAI has traditionally relied on brute force compute, you know, throwing massive, expensive rooms full of NVIDIA processors at a problem until the AI gets smart.
The luxury speedboats we talked about earlier.
Exactly. DeepSeek took a surgical approach. They optimized the underlying mathematical architecture of how the neural network learns, proving that you don't need $1 billion of electricity if you teach the model a more efficient way to process data.
That makes a lot of sense.
And the most disruptive part, DeepSeek released V4 entirely open source.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. If I am an independent app developer or I'm running a mid-sized tech company, why would I ever pay OpenAI's steep, closed API subscription fees?
You wouldn't.
I can just download DeepSeek V4 and run an equally powerful AI entirely offline on my own local servers for essentially zero costs.
You wouldn't pay them at all.
Yeah.
And the financial markets understand that perfectly. When DeepSeek went open source, the Tekken Report noted Wall Street market sentiment hit a volatility index of 85 out of 100.
That is panic mode.
Total panic. Tech giants have invested billions building proprietary lockdown server infrastructures, basically banking on a future where you have to rent access to their AI. DeepSeek just gave the world the blueprints for free. The American monopoly on advanced language models is over.
But placing that kind of ultra-powerful open-source capability onto local hard drives around the world democratizes creation.
It does.
But there's a direct, immediate fallout to that democratization. If anyone can generate code, write dialogue, and build 3D assets locally for free, corporate executives are suddenly realizing they don't need massive teams of human creators.
Yeah, the human cost is very real.
Which brings us directly into the current crisis unfolding in the gaming industry.
The video game sector is basically serving as the canary in the coal mine, for the human cost of AI acceleration right now. Microsoft's Xbox division is executing a severe wave of layoffs across multiple subsidiary studios.
It's been pretty grim news.
Yeah, and we are not talking about administrative redundancies here. They are cutting level designers, narrative writers, 3D artists, and senior programmers.
Wait, hold on. Microsoft makes billions of dollars in recurring revenue from their Game Pass subscription service. Why are they gutting the very studios that make the games people are paying to play?
It comes down to a fundamental clash of business models. A subscription service like Game Pass is a hungry beast. It requires a constant, never-ending volume of new content to keep users paying every month.
Right, you need a new game every week, basically.
Exactly. When a single AAA blockbuster game takes 5 years and $300 million to make, the math just stops working for Microsoft. Their new strategy is to replace the human workforce with AI generation tools.
So they're just automating it.
They're automating the creation of non-playable character dialogue, generating background environments, and even using AI to test the games for bugs.
The pushback from the creative community has been fierce, though. The report featured a striking quote from veteran game designer Tim Schafer.
Oh, yeah, that quote was heavy.
It really was. He accused Microsoft of destroying the deeply rooted culture of the studios they acquired, treating game design as nothing more than, quote, stitching codes and 3D models together.
Yeah.
I have to ask, isn't AI supposed to be a tool that empowers a creator's vision rather than a cheap automated shortcut that strips the actual soul out of the art?
That tension is driving the entire industry right now.
Yeah.
And it is highly revealing to look at how Microsoft's competitors are reacting. Nintendo is taking the exact opposite approach.
Oh.
Yeah. While Xbox leans into mass-produced AI automated volume, Nintendo is doubling down on human artistry and premium physical hardware.
The massive leaps confirming the Switch 2 OLED really prove that point. We are looking at an 8-inch screen, ultra-thin bezels, and 120 hertz refresh rate.
Which is gorgeous.
But the fascinating part is the television dock. It features a custom NVIDIA chip utilizing DLSS 3.5 technology. Let's explain DLSS quickly for you guys. It stands for Deep Learning Super Sampling.
Right.
Instead of forcing the handheld console to render a massive, heavy 4K image, it renders a smaller, lower quality image to save battery, and then uses AI to intelligently hallucinate and fill in the missing pixels on your TV in real time, outputting true 4K graphics at 60 frames per second.
And Nintendo's stock surged when those specs leaked. It signals to investors that a massive audience still craves meticulously crafted, human-driven storytelling on premium hardware.
They don't want AI-generated slop.
No, Nintendo views games as artistic experiences to be savored, not disposable, AI-generated filler for a subscription catalog.
It's the ultimate bet on quality over automated quantity. But if we acknowledge that AI models are now fully capable of replacing human creation in entertainment, we have to look at the darker, immediate consequence.
Right.
What happens when these autonomous systems are deployed for human destruction? Moving away from job losses, we are now facing imminent automated threats to our physical and digital security.
The cybersecurity landscape completely fractured this week. We are seeing AI-driven threats scale from everyday consumer headaches all the way to state-sponsored weapons. On the consumer side, we have the emergence of Crash Stealer.
So, if you play video games online, you need to hear this part. Crash Stealer is a highly sophisticated piece of malware targeting the gaming community. It hides in popular Reddit communities and Discord servers, disguised as harmless graphic mods, cheat tools, or trainers for games like Call of Duty, Valorant, or GTA 6.
And the mechanism behind it is what makes it so dangerous. Standard antivirus software works like a digital wanted poster, right?
Okay.
It looks for a specific string of malicious code, and if it sees a match, it blocks it. But Crash Stealer uses AI to constantly rewrite its own source code.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it essentially puts on a new disguise every few seconds. Because its digital signature is always changing, it silently bypasses Windows Defender.
That is brilliant, but evil.
Totally. Once inside, it scrapes your system for crypto wallet passwords, saved credit cards, and completely hijacks your Steam or Epic Games accounts.
Mm.
Over 400,000 victims have already been compromised.
It is a massive breach. But Crash Stealer is basically a localized digital pickpocket compared to the existential threat of Project Black Flag.
Project Black Flag was a top secret initiative inside OpenAI that an anonymous whistleblower just leaked onto the dark web. It details a fully autonomous AI cyber weapon.
And this isn't just a tool that helps a human hacker scan for weaknesses. Black Flag is designed to autonomously hunt across the internet, identify undiscovered zero-day vulnerabilities in critical infrastructure, and then write the malicious exploit code to break in.
In real time?
Yes, in real time, completely without human oversight. The processing power is so staggering, it can penetrate fortified banking servers in under 3 minutes.
Now, OpenAI issued an immediate aggressive defense. They claim Black Flag is purely a research tool locked in a strictly air-gapped offline environment.
Right.
Their core argument is that to build defenses strong enough to protect the United States against state-sponsored hackers from hostile nations, you must first build the ultimate offensive weapon to study how it attacks.
I mean, I understand the theory, but the risk is unfathomable. It is like hiring a locksmith to test the security of a major bank vault. But the locksmith builds a skeleton key that works on every single vault on planet Earth and then accidentally leaves the blueprint for that key on a public park bench.
Yeah, exactly.
If even a fraction of Black Flag's source code is acquired by a terrorist group, there is no firewall on Earth capable of blocking an AI that generates brand new malicious attack vectors every single second.
This raises an important question. At what point does building a defense cross the line into manufacturing a weapon of mass destruction?
That is the line, isn't it?
Yeah, security analysts point out that OpenAI's logic mirrors the exact same justification used during the Cold War nuclear arms race. It underscores an absolute critical need for global treaties regulating AI cyber weapons before they are deployed in the wild.
And importantly, we need to report on this objectively, because that need for international treaties extends far beyond digital computer networks. We are seeing the exact same autonomous threat leading into physical biology.
Yeah, the biohacking warnings.
Exactly. The World Health Organization issued a stark, terrifying warning this week regarding AI biohacking.
We have discussed AI models like AlphaFold in the past. These tools use machine learning to predict how proteins fold. In the hands of medical researchers, AlphaFold is a miraculous tool.
It really is.
It operates like a master keymaker, figuring out the exact molecular shape needed to bind to a cancer cell and destroy it, or to design a new vaccine in weeks instead of decades.
But the WHO confirmed that illegal underground laboratories are now utilizing open source versions of these exact same biological AI models to design custom pathogens.
It's the skeleton key problem all over again.
Right. If the AI can build a molecular key to cure a disease, it can just as easily build a key to unlock healthy cells and destroy them. We are talking about extremist groups engineering biological weapons, like viruses tailored to target specific genetic profiles or blood types. The boundary between a miraculous therapeutic tool and a global pandemic is essentially non-existent.
And whether we are talking about the potential annihilation of financial markets through Black Flag or the physical threat of biohacked pathogens, the recurring theme of this entire week is the systematic, terrifying loss of human control. We are voluntarily delegating life or death decisions to autonomous neural networks.
And to see the literal, ultimate conclusion of delegating that control, we have to look up. Because this week, the boundaries didn't just break down here on Earth, they broke down in space.
SpaceX announced a historic, strategic collaboration with a rising Indian space startup called Skyroot Aerospace. They are preparing to launch massive fleets of Skyroot's Vikram 1 rockets.
Which is a big shift, right? SpaceX usually reserves its resources for its massive Falcon 9 and Starship platforms, but there is a booming, highly lucrative market for launching microsatellites, often called CubeSats, into low Earth orbit.
Yeah, it's a huge market.
You can't economically justify firing off a massive Falcon 9 rocket just to carry a satellite the size of a shoebox. By partnering with Skyroot and utilizing their lightweight Vikram rockets, SpaceX is moving to dominate the low Earth orbit market without tying up their heavy lift vehicles.
The logistics of the launch are impressive, sure. But the truly groundbreaking development is sitting inside the payload capsule. They are deploying a new autonomous system called Orbital Mind.
Orbital Mind is an AI brain that processes all of its data entirely offline, using physical hardware specifically hardened to survive deep space cosmic radiation.
Which is an engineering marvel on its own.
Right, and its prime directive is revolutionary. If radio communications with Earth fail, or ground telemetry systems go offline, Orbital Mind assumes 100% control of the spacecraft.
Just takes the wheel.
Literally. It autonomously calculates its orbital trajectory, scans for incoming space debris, and physically fires the maneuvering thrusters to alter course, all without waiting for a human to push a button.
And the necessity of this technology becomes clear when you look at the future of off-world exploration. If you are sending a probe, or eventually a crewed ship, into deep space, the speed of light creates a massive communication delay.
Like how long?
A signal can take 20 minutes to reach Earth and another 20 minutes to get a command back. If a micrometeorite is on a collision course, manual control from Houston is physically impossible. You must have an onboard intelligence capable of instantaneous evasion maneuvers.
So, what does this all mean? Try to wrap your head around this concept the next time you are sitting in traffic during your morning commute. Right now, in the silent vacuum of space, machines are physically steering rockets and making life or death navigation decisions. We have officially crossed the historical threshold where we stripped human operators of critical off-world authority.
From the microscale of 2-nanometer processors routing data, all the way to the macroscale of satellites adjusting their orbits in the dark, the AI is firmly taking the steering wheel.
Okay, let's take a breath and synthesize everything we've just covered here. In a single, volatile, 7-day span, we watched the foundational rules of our technology dissolve. We saw AMD engineer a hardware breakthrough that shatters monopolies. We saw Apple and OpenAI go to war over who gets to control the physical devices we hold in our hands.
We watched the open-source DeepSeek model end America's absolute dominance over language models, proving that efficiency can beat massive budgets. We saw the human soul of artistry threatened by mass automation in the gaming industry, offset only by Nintendo's bet on premium, human-driven experiences.
We stared down existential threats, from crash dealer malware rewriting its own code, to rob gamers, to the terrifying leak of autonomous cyber weapons like Black Flag, to the very real realities of AI biohacking. And finally, we watched an AI assume total physical control of a rocket in orbit.
Navigating this environment requires adjusting your own personal security posture. The Tekken Report leaves us with some critical, actionable advice. If you play games on PC, avoid downloading third-party mods or cheat trainers from Reddit forums right now. That is the exact vector CrashDealer uses to bypass your antivirus.
So just don't click it.
Don't click it. And more importantly, you must transition your digital accounts to app-based two-factor authentication. SMS text messages are no longer sufficient to protect your digital identity against these rapidly evolving AI attacks.
Survival in this new era requires absolute vigilance. The categories are gone. The boundaries have vanished. And as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with one final thought to mull over as you go about your day. If artificial intelligence is now designing our physical hardware architectures, writing our software code, generating our digital entertainment, and autonomously steering our rockets in deep space, at what point does human input stop being the driver of civilization and start becoming the bottleneck?